Definitely up there. Definitely up there. And we heard Just a Little Talk with Jesus, Pretty Polly, Our Darling's Gone, Mountain Dew, Blue Moon in Kentucky, the big hit, Man of Constant Sorrow. We heard that from the 1950s, Stanley Brothers, and you might remember that from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It busted that song wide open. Done by the Foggy, Soggy Mountain Boys, or whatever they were in there. The Weary Heart, You Stole Away, Little Glass of Wine, and we started Say You Won't Be Mine, the Stanley Brothers featuring Ralph. Just lost them. They just keep on going, folks. So appreciate what you got when you got it. VKR Jukebox Jamboree. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. Tony O will be on next week as Doo-Wop Dungeon Serenade. We'll see you later. VKR Poughkeepsie.
For my little baby, and I swear she's gone away. Blues after hours, I swear they all have fell on me. Blues after hours, and I swear they all have fell on me. I'm just a poor boy wondering where can my baby be. Now all Wayne would love you, baby. now she don't come back, I'm afraid you will have to bury me.
Hey, good evening and welcome to Blues After Hours here on Independent Radio, 91.3 WVKR in Poughkeepsie. My name is Doug Price. It's July 29th, 5 minutes past 9 o'clock, and we have a special show for you indeed tonight. We'll devote our entire show to Detroit blues music featuring recordings from the upcoming 3-CD set called Down Home Blues Detroit Special, due for release on August 12th. And it's on the Wiener World label from the UK. This 3-CD set eclipses any past and future blues compilations. That's how great it is. A special thank you to Jacob Morrison Wood for his generosity with providing this 3-CD set. And this past Sunday was the 315th birthday of the city of Detroit, and it's only fitting that we recognize its contribution to the blues. We're honored to have local artists Sidney Cash, born in Detroit, and he's in our studio tonight to provide both a geographical and historical context on Detroit, specifically the area around Hastings Street, where quite a bit of this featured music originated from. Sidney, welcome to tonight's show, and why don't you give us the basic history of Detroit?
Well, Detroit was founded by the French. It was the name is Détroit, and which means place of the straits, and the river there was quite straight, and it was a good place to have to build the city. And basically it was a town and a fort, and then it became a city, and it actually happens to be north of Canada. That Canada actually is physically is a little bit below Detroit, and Detroit is north of Canada.
How many years back does your family go to Detroit? Go back to Detroit?
My grandfather moved to Detroit in the early 1900s. He ended up having a grocery store in what was the Jewish community. And he had a store on Hastings Street when it was Jewish. And then at one point, over a period of time, it transitioned into a black community. And my father ended up having the store there. And when I was working down there when I was a little kid, from 7 years old, when I was 10 years old, I used to take the bus down there. I took a streetcar and a bus. And I used to have to walk by a house of ill repute on the 6 blocks to my father's store. And on my way there, the girls knew me already, but they'd always say, "Hey, white boy, you looking for a girl?" And may embarrass me, and I'd turn red, and they'd all laugh.
How your dad's store and grandfather's store was right on Hastings Street?
Right on Hastings Street. And it was interesting. I was here another time when you were playing Hastings Street Opera, and somebody was singing about the clubs, the bars, the record stores on Hastings Street, and I was watching in my mind's eye as he was coming down to where my father's store was. He didn't mention my father's store, but he mentioned People's Bar, and I hadn't heard that name for 40 years. It was very exciting, and I had been in there, and I knew the people who owned it.
Well, that artist, Hastings Street Opera, was by Detroit Count, and we'll start out tonight's show with Detroit Count. This is called Detroit Boogie.
Yeah, they look full in Detroit this morning. Boy, we've got a town full of celebrities. Boy, I feel like having a ball. Oh, we got celebrities from Fords, Chryslers, Dodges, Hudson, Chryslers. Some work for the city, some on the welfare, and some don't work nowhere. Well, let's get it right here, this boogie right. Hey! Hey! Now, stop!
Again, we're featuring music from the 3-CD set called Down Home Blues, Detroit Special. It hits the marketplace August 12th. We were able to get an early copy. And it features 82 tracks, chock full of rare recordings, including demos, acetates, and alternate takes, recorded from 1948 through 1962. There's a 48-page booklet filled with rare photographs, a complete discography, and a detailed historical essay of the Detroit blues scene. There's 21 different artists featuring the better-known artists such as John Lee Hooker, John Brim, Eddie Burns, Bobo Jenkins, former Hudson Valley resident Eddie Kirkland, Little Sonny, Dr. Ross, and then to the utterly obscure Earl Chapman, Detroit Count, Detroit Slim, Calvin Frazier, L.C. Green, Harvey Hill, Bob Kelly, Sam Kelly, Clarence Posey, Big Jack Reynolds, Henry Smith, Little Daddy Walton, and Baby Boy Warren, along with Big Jack Reynolds. Let's start out with one of the early blues artists in Detroit, Mr. John Lee Hooker. We'll feature four cuts, I Love to Boogie, Miss Sadie May, Talkin' Boogie, and 609 as we spend tonight's show in Detroit by way of Poughkeepsie.
About a half past 10, saying let's do the boogie. Saying let's do the boogie. Saying let's do the boogie if it takes us all night long. Yeah. You know what I mean, Daddy. Well, we boogie last night, 94. Come on, baby, let's boogie some more. Well, then let's do the boogie. Let's do the boogie if it takes us all night long. Come on then now, Daddy, boogie me that you love it. What, come on, boogie me. Lord, have mercy. Like the boogie, and my papa did too. That's the reason why I can't hear myself. But I love to do the boogie. Well, I love to do the boogie. Well, I love to do the boogie, and I just can't hear myself. Why you loving, man? I just can't help it. I don't know why. She loved the boogie.
daughter, please, my babies, have for me. Long may say to me, please, my babies, have for me. Yes, yes, yes. Got no curl in the comb, it say to me. Have no long curls hanging down. Town. You know me say to me you can fix hair, man. Better than anyone in this town. Yes, you can. Lord, that the people keep on coming to me, say to me, God knows for miles around. Let me say to me, me and my baby gonna go away. Yes, play it now. Oh Lord, let me say to me, me and my baby we gonna go away. That's why with the long cords hanging down. God knows the long cords in the chrome. Take it now, man. Yes, I feel about now.
Thank you.
We just heard four cuts from John Lee Hooker. We started out with I Love to Boogie, Miss Sadie May, Talkin' Boogie, and 609 Boogie, John Lee Hooker. We are fortunate enough to have Sidney Cash, local artist, originally from Detroit, in the studio tonight. Sidney is a resident of the Hudson Valley now, and he's going to reminisce some more about the city of Detroit.
Thank you, Doug. My father's grocery store was on Hastings Street between Watson and Erskine, and it was always exciting to be down there. I had access. I could be outside. I could be watching what was going on the street. It was a culture that was such a different culture than the one I lived in, and so it was just interesting to watch the things that were going on. Friday afternoon, Friday evening, there were guys playing three-card Monte. And there were always the same guy running this thing, and there was always somebody watching out for the police. And it was, I always was so surprised that there was always somebody who was a sucker to lose their money on payday with that. Something that was really interesting was to see the different kinds of people, the different colors of their skin. There were mulattoes. There were white women down there. There were people who looked like they were from Africa. And it was a whole nother world was opened up to me. And sometimes if somebody came in and bought a lot of groceries, the groceries would go in a wagon. I'd follow the woman to her house to deliver the groceries, and this is like in the late 40s, early 50s. There was no sense that anybody had to be worried. It was a different culture than the way things are in Detroit these days, or where they were in the 60s, when there was a lot of understandable black anger arose.
Talk about the restaurants and the surrounding area.
Well, one of the things that was always fun, if I went to the Eastern Market with my father, so he was going to buy produce for the store, Eastern Market, which is now bigger than ever, and people come to shop by themselves. He would know farmers. He would be buying peas or greens or whatever it was. And I knew some people who were selling meat. Herman Leshansky, Leshansky Meats, we were friends with. My father would go to Samuel Brothers Delicatessen. And it was a big, like, restaurant where he'd meet all his cronies, and they'd all have breakfast. And he used to say to me, he said, order anything you want, not more than a quarter. But he let me, anything I wanted, I could have for breakfast. The other restaurants that, as families, we went to Carl's Chop House or Lully's, which was an Italian restaurant. I loved Lully's. It was like just a fabulous place to eat, and I could also order whatever I wanted. My two favorite dishes was either filet mignon or sauteed chicken livers, and I never could eat it all. I always got to bring some home, and I could have it the next day for breakfast.
And how far did you and your family live from the store?
It was probably about 10 miles away. So it took us, it took 25 minutes, 30 minutes to get there.
And that was still considered Detroit?
Right. I was Detroit. Detroit is one of the biggest cities in the whole nation in terms of area.
And tell the listeners who's famous but used to come.
Oh, yeah. When she was a young girl, Diana Ross used to shop in my father's store. She lived in the housing projects that had been built not far on one side of Hastings Street, and she used to come shop. And my father didn't really know who she was when she was a young girl, but as she got older, she became quite famous in Detroit and then the world.
All right, let's get back to some more music. Thank you, Sidney, from the Down Home Blues Detroit Special 3-CD set on the Wiener World label out of the UK. It becomes available in the States August 12th. Here's another early blues artist in the Detroit area, Eddie Burns. We'll hear five cuts from Eddie Burns.
Baby, look young, what you done. You got my money, you got me on a bomb. Cause this is Bob Boogie. Cause this is Bob Boogie. Cause this is Papa Boogie, babe, I ain't mad at you. And if I was a duck swimming in the pond, died to the bottom and never come up, cause this is Papa Boogie. Cause this is Papa Boogie. Cause this is Papa Boogie. Babe, I ain't mad at you. Tell you no more. Next time I tell you, I'm gonna have to let you go. Cause this is Papa Boogie. Cause this is Papa Boogie. Now this is Papa Boogie. Babe, I ain't mad at you. Boogie man.
No! I don't get lucky, yeah, my friends can't have my room.
Yeah, man, play it long.
Man, I got the gangster blues. Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. No, you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues, don't you know, man, don't you know. I'm gonna tie your feet so you can't walk, fix your mouth so you can't talk. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues, don't you know, man, don't you know. I'm gonna take you out for a little easy ride, drop you all by the riverside. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. I know you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Take it, John. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. You know, I'm lost my 44 now. Watch out, man. Don't let him get away. Ow! Yeah! Now, hold up your hand now and reach for the sky. I'm gonna let you down before you bear in mind. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. I got the gangster blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Don't bother nobody else, right? Loving someone else. No, baby.
Okay, it's about 15 minutes before 10 o'clock, and we're featuring all Detroit Blues recordings from a 3-CD set called Down Home Blues Detroit Special that's out on the Wiener World label. It will be available on Amazon on August 12th, and also you can order it on the wienerworld.com label. It's a British record label compilation. We just heard five tracks from Eddie Burns, Papa's Boogie, Superstition, Gangster's Blues, Grievin' Blues, and Biscuit Bacon Woman. And I'm pleased to have Sidney Cash, who was born in Detroit, spent a lot of time in Hastings Street at his father's grocery store. And Sidney, some more historical and geographical content, please.
Well, as we were talking before, I was remembering Joe Hall. Joe was the butcher in my father's grocery store, a black guy, very smart. He and my father really got along well, and I really looked up to him, and I would stand there watching him cut meat or, you know, there would be a side of beef, and I learned a lot, and I actually one time when we hit a deer, I was able to butcher it because of that. And he was like this kind of advisor to me, would tell me about women. He told me that I should be carrying a prophylactic in my wallet just to be safe. And there was a young guy who was the delivery guy for my father who sold me my first pot. What I remember about Joe Hall is he ended up buying a house in Detroit, and it was kind of a little mansion. It was a nicer house than we had, and we would go visit them from time to time, or they'd come visit us. And we were friendly and with his kids. It was kind of amazing to me that in Detroit, where the communities had shifted, the neighborhoods have shifted, Joe was able to buy this house that in the neighborhood I lived in would have been beyond the price range of either him or my father, was able to end up having this quite beautiful home. One of the things that happened is my father knew that Hastings Street was going to be torn down. They were going to make the Chrysler Thruway. And so he ended up having a store. He moved to Brush Street, and then during the riots in the 60s, the Detroit riots, he lost the store. It was looted and burned. Unbeknownst to him, his insurance agent had sold him riot insurance, so he got some kind of a payoff and was home with my mother, who couldn't stand having him around all the time. After 3 months, he ended up deciding that he was going to go back and open up a grocery store. And at that point, after the riots, there were no stores in that neighborhood. And he opened up a store, and it was so busy that he had to take in a partner. And that was the only time he really ended up earning money. He managed to earn a living, but he made some money and was able to save some money during that time. After a while, my mother was ill. They decided they needed to move to California because of the harsh winters. And so he ended up selling his store and moving out to L.A. where we had family.
Did your dad at any point in time want you to take over the store?
No, my father never wanted me to take over the store. He said to me, listen, you go to college. He said, I don't care if you're a garbage man. Just don't be a grocery store owner, because he worked 6.5 days a week. And he didn't want me to be working that kind of time. And he would leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he'd come home at 7. So it was, it was a tough business.
All right, let's get back to some more music. Let's dip into some obscure artists on this 3-CD set: Detroit Slim, Henry Smith, L.C. Green, and Sam Kelly.
Thank you. go to church on a Sunday. And I say my prayer that night. Then you up and tell me, Nelly Mae. You say I'm not treating you right.
Gonna be some sorry you did me this way.
Hey, hey, my baby. know I love you all my life. Way back down in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's 10 o'clock. You're tuned to 91.3 Independent Radio WVKR in Poughkeepsie, New York, the July 29th edition. And we're featuring all music from a 3-CD set that's coming out August 12th, originating from England, called Down Home Blues Detroit Special. It's on the Wiener World label, and that's wienerworld.com if you'd like to look up the label online. And it will be available on Amazon on the 12th. We just dipped into our first set of obscurities. Detroit Slim gave us Nellie May, Henry Smith, Dog Me Blues, L.C. Green, Little Machine, and Sam Kelly with Ramblin' Around Blues. And our special tour guide tonight for Vintage Detroit is Mr. Sidney Cash, local artist residing in the Hudson Valley in Ulster County. Sidney, welcome again, and thank you for devoting the time to reminiscing about Detroit and Hastings Street. Please talk about the schools.
One of the things that I really thought was important and that I took advantage of is by middle school, there was an opportunity to take all kinds of industrial arts class, from woodworking, sheet metal, print shop, electrical. And this was like all throughout the school system, whatever neighborhood you were in, the industrial arts classes were great. Detroit needed workers. There was money to provide the shops and the teachers to do high-level training. At one point in middle school, I was in this college track, and I wasn't going to get the industrial arts class. I said, I have to have that, because I wanted to learn how to do all that stuff. I always worked with my hands. That was my passion. And so I made sure I took every class that was available in middle school. And one of the things that I was doing, I was making model airplanes, and the head of the print shop class was like the advisor for the model airplane club. And we used to make these wind-up model airplanes that we would fly in the gymnasium. And you could make these ultra-light things with out of balsa wood and tissue paper. And you could get them to fly for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes if you made it smart enough. I ended up winning a citywide contest one time for some free-flight JetX engine. So I had my name in the paper. I was excited about that. And I ended up majoring in aeronautics in high school at Cass Technical High School, which was like the citywide art and science high school. And the Detroit educational system was really good. It didn't matter where you were, you could learn how to make stuff. And Detroit was, when I was growing up, Detroit was a city of makers. People were respected for their ability to fix a car, to repair something at home. You didn't just call up somebody to come fix it. You know, you wanted to be able to do it yourself. Money wasn't, there wasn't that much money around. If you could do some plumbing or some electrical work, you were highly respected in the neighborhood.
Talk about the cars in your family.
When I was growing up in Detroit, I lived in two different houses. They were two family houses. The first one, we lived upstairs. My aunt and uncle and their kids lived downstairs. And on the second one, we lived downstairs, and my aunt and uncle and their kids live upstairs. So my uncle Ralph always had a Pontiac. People were devoted to a certain brand. My father always had a Chevrolet. The first vehicle that I remember that he had was an old panel truck that didn't have a passenger seat. I used to have to sit on an apple box if I was there, or if my mother was in the truck, I had to sit in the back on something on a blanket.
What brought about that loyalty to brands?
It was some sense of identification, you know. People, you know, felt like I'm a Pontiac guy, and you know, that's that. When you went out in the world driving your car, that's who you were, and it wasn't easy for people to change that identity. It was a serious identity that people had.
Very interesting, to say the least. Let's go back to some more obscurities from this 3-CD set. We'll hear Marty Bradley, Harvey Hill Jr., James Walton, Bob Kelly, and Earl Chapman in this next set.
Time is coming. I can hear the women say no blue. When the time is coming, I can hear the women say no blue. Some of them want dress and stocking, some want overshoes. I heard some women talking just the other day. Say, where is my playboy? How come he don't come and play? I heard one woman tell her, I saw mine somewhere. He ruined my overcoat and he ruined my underwear. When the time is coming, I can hear the women singing the blues. Some of them want dress and stocking, some want overcoats and shoes. My baby went and left me the spring and summer alone. Now when the time is coming, she want to come back home. When the time is coming, I can hear the women sing the blues. Some want overcoat and stocking, some want dresses and shoes. My baby came back to me, say, sweet me, daddy, sweet. I say, when the time is coming, you gonna freeze, baby, freeze. When the time is coming, I can hear the women saying the blues. Some want overcoats and stocking, some want dresses and shoes. When my baby cried, he take me back, daddy, for it's getting cold outside. When the time is coming, I can hear the women sing the blues. Some want overcoats and stocking, some want dresses and shoes.
Sweep a kitchen and move her furniture around. I could pick up on what she would put down, but she threw me. Yes, she threw me. Well, that woman, she threw me, dubbing me all the time. set up kitchen. I dust out every crack. I mowed that woman's lawn from the front to the back. She promised me a kiss and then she promised me a hug that if I would clean our kitchen and beat out our dining room rug. But she fooled me. Yes, she fooled me. Well, that woman, she fooled me. Loving me all the time. She invited me to her home. She told me she didn't have no husband. She was living alone. I asked about a little loving. She told me it was strictly fine. And she said, you gotta have the money, Daddy, because I've got the time. I gave her $45 and taking her to be my friend. Before they could get on the way, for her money walking, then she fooled me. Yes, she fooled me. Well, that woman, she fooled me, loving me all the time.
Whiskey Papa do love you. Papa do is a mess when he ain't his sins. Papa do. Ooh, Papa do. Papa do is a mess when do it. Thank you. Papa do love women. Papa love to play. Papa do is a man. Let you have your way. Papa do. Papa do is a man, we do anything for you. Ah, let's get it, Papa do. Papa do is a man who is grown, you know. Papa do like it hot, Papa down like it cold. Say Papa do, ooh, Papa do. Papa do is a man do it, thank you. Papa do is a man who plays it cool. Papa do been to school, Papa ain't no fool. Say Papa do, ooh, Papa do. Papa do. Hot Papa don't like it cold. Say Papa do. Ooh, Papa do. Papa do is a man do anything. Let's get it, Papa do.
late at night. I'm gonna see my baby. I know she's gonna treat me right. Oh, she's my baby. She's my baby. She's my baby. Till the day I die. Ain't got very much money. Real good looking in the face. Way that a woman can love me. Make me think I'm out of space. Well, she's my baby.
I'm crying, I'm confessing, darling. Oh, I'm so happy that you are mine. Yes, loving you, baby, it's all so fine. I'm confessing, darling. She's mine. Yes, loving you, babe. You are the loving kind. I'm confessing, darling. Whoa, I'm so happy that you are mine. Yes, loving you, baby, till the end of time. I'm confessing, darling. Whoa, I'm so happy that you are mine.
Some more obscurities from that three CD set called Down Home Blues Detroit Special. We heard Marti Bradley, Wintertime Is Coming. She Fooled Me by Harvey Hill Jr. James Walton with Papa Do. She's My Baby by Bob Kelly. And Loving You Baby by Earl Chapman. 1020 here at 91.3 as we feature all recordings from that three CD set with Detroit Blues. And Sydney, reminisce some more about your dad's grocery store.
Well, it was a real old-fashioned kind of grocery store. There were bins with beans and peas. Cornmeal was in a big can, like a tin can, garbage can with a top. You know, it was, and you, so you take a scoop and you could buy a half a pound of cornmeal, or you could buy 5 pounds of cornmeal. Packaging wasn't the same as it is these days. There were lots of greens, and you would weigh it up on a scale and put it on a big stack of unfolded newspapers. That was my job, to unfold the newspapers. And then you'd wrap it all up, tie it up, and someone would take it home. He sold all kinds of things from all kinds of notions, sewing stuff, electrical light bulbs, everything that you might need. He also gave credit so that people had little notebooks that were put out by the snuff companies, and the notebook looked like a can of snuff. And people there, as when they would buy stuff during the month, he would add a, put in a price, and then keep it a running total. And at the end of the month, people, when they got either an ADC check or some kind of welfare, they would bring in their check, cash it with him, and he would pay off what they owed, and they'd get the rest of the money. And you know, he was good with people. He liked to talk. He liked to kibitz with people. It made it enjoyable for him to be dealing with people all day long.
And if you could snap your fingers and go back to Hastings Street area, Detroit, your favorite place to go to, what would it be?
Well, it wouldn't be on Hastings Street. It would be on, would have been on Linwood. And it would have been on Linwood and Tuxedo. And it was Bob's Bicycle and Hobby Shop. And that was not so far from where I lived, and I spent a lot of time there. It was where I bought materials and learned how to make model airplanes. I learned how to repair my bike. There would be kids sitting in front with their bicycles turned out. They would borrow tools from Bob. They'd put on a new wheel, new tires. It was a whole scene of making stuff. And right across the street was a 27-acre school system and playgrounds where there was a Roosevelt Elementary, Durfee Middle School, and Central High School. We're all in this 27-acre lot. A lot of stuff went out there. A lot of model airplane flying went up, happened there.
And Sydney is living in the Hudson Valley. He's a local artist. Tell us about your work and your website, and where we can see an example of your work in person.
These days, I am painting patterns on portraits, and you can go online at sydneycash.com and click on Remastered Portraits. Or if you, I also have been, for a long time, I was making light sculptures. And you could go the same place and click on light sculptures. Also, if you're at the Falcon in Marlboro, in the bar room, there's a couple of big permanent installations of light sculptures.
And that's Sydney Cash, S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
C-A-S-H, like Johnny.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for coming up and sharing some very vivid and heartfelt memories of your family and your dad's store on Hastings Street and the general area.
Doug, thank you very much for the invitation. I really enjoyed it.
You'll have to come back, and we'll do it again. We're going to continue with some more music. We'll hear a cut from Eddie Kirkland, former Hudson Valley resident. And this is Eddie Kirkland, recorded in Detroit. This is called Mercy Mercy. We'll hear Dr. Ross with Industrial Boogie. Another Dr. Ross cut, The Sunnyland. And then we'll close out the set with another Eddie Kirkland cut, I'll Move Your Baby.
Mercy. mercy, Lord, on for me. Mercy, mercy. Mercy, Lord, on for me. So tired of living, people. Living on in misery. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Way the world treat me, people. Lord, I'm afraid of crying. Mercy. Mercy, Lord, on for me. So tired of living. Living on in misery. Mother don't want me. Father turn his back on me. My sisters and brother people don't want even all for me. I'm crying mercy. Mercy, Lord, on for me. So tired of living. Living on in misery.
See what she was wouldn't dance. Here with the little girls talk. Dee dee dee. Dee dee dee. Dee dee dee. Dee dee dee.
There go the sun and land, baby, right all over that Frisco line. There go the sun and land, right all over that Frisco line. That's the same crank camp in Detroit, Michigan. They're taking my baby out of town. I heard the engineer blues was up. That old 5 mile run, baby. I heard the engineer blues was up. That old 5 mile run is bad. That old porter waved his right hand. Baby, fare you well. That's all right, I know. My baby ain't going to stay always. That's all right, I know. My baby ain't going to stay always. She gonna get a thing by Dr. Wrong. I'm running back home to stay.
Let me be on the switch, ain't the guy I don't want. The main line.
position down in your main line ever done. You know I move you, baby. Yes, I move you, baby. You know I move you, baby. Lord, I make you feel so good.
Ten 36 here at 91.3. You're listening to Blues After Hours as we spend time in Detroit, specifically blues music from Detroit tonight. And it's July 29th, and you're tuned to 91.3 WVKR Independent Radio in Poughkeepsie, New York. We heard Eddie Kirkland with Mercy Mercy, Dr. Ross with Industrial Boogie, and The Sunnyland, and then Eddie Kirkland again with I'll Move You Baby. Next up in this set, we'll hear from Eddie Burns, Little Sonny, Calvin Frazier, Big Jack Reynolds, Bobo Jenkins, John Lee Hooker, and Eddie Burns. And you'll hear a fuller sound as the music moved away from a duo or trio type format and it became a fuller, more amplified sound. Here's Eddie Burns.
Now my baby thinks she's making a fool out of me. Oh yeah. Now my baby thinks she's making a fool out of me. Now you know it's why she keep on dogging me, people, kicking me around all the time. You know my baby, she went out last night. She told me she was going to a show. But you know when I saw my baby, she was riding around with old Room House Joe. But I said, oh yeah. My baby thinks she's making a fool out of me. Now you know it's why she keep on dogging me, people, kicking me around all the time. Now you know I did the wedding. My baby, she cashed a check. She gave me 50 cents. Told me to go back and fly old back. But I said, oh yeah. My baby thinks she's making a fool out of me. Now you know it's why she keep on dogging me, people, kicking me around all the time. Blow it once for you. I know it seems like a shame, but I don't even have changing clothes. But oh yeah, my baby's making a fool out of me. Now that's why she keep on dogging me, people, kicking me around all the time. Thank you.
my window, tear running down my cheek. At my window, baby, tear running down my cheek. I was watching my baby gone away with another man.
bed. We were drinking that orange driver, baby. And we're talking all out your head. You said that I love you. Oh, but you told me a lie. Well, I know you didn't mean what you were saying, baby. So, woman, so long, so long.
Two minutes before 11 o'clock, you're tuned to 91.3 Independent Radio, WVKR in Poughkeepsie, New York, and you're listening to Blues After Hours. My name is Doug Price, and we started out that set with Eddie Burns, Making a Fool Out of Me, Little Sonny with Hastings Street After Hours, Calvin Frazier gave us Rock House, Pitch a Boogie Woogie by Big Jack Reynolds, Bobo Jenkins, Baby, Don't You Want Me to Go, John Lee Hooker, Have Mercy on Me, and Eddie Burns, also, again, closing out the set with Orange Driver. Our number is area code 845-437-7178. We're devoting our entire show to Detroit blues music, and it's in honor of the 315th birthday of Detroit that was this previous Sunday. And all the music comes from a 3-CD set, an upcoming 3-CD set that will be available August 12th on Amazon or on the label's homepage, wienerworld.com. And the label comes from the UK. The 3-CD set is called Down Home Blues Detroit Special. It features 82 tracks, chock full of rare recordings, including demos, acetates, alternate takes, and they range from 1948 through 1962. There's a beautiful, hopefully award-winning, 48-page booklet filled with rare photographs, a complete discography, and a detailed historical essay of the Detroit blues scene written by blues historian Mike Rowe. There's 21 different artists ranging from the more well-known, John Lee Hooker, John Brim, Eddie Burns, Bobo Jenkins, Eddie Kirkland, Little Sonny, Dr. Ross, to the utterly obscure Earl Chapman, the Detroit Count, Detroit Slim, Calvin Frazier, L.C. Green, Harvey Hill Jr., Bob Kelly, Sam Kelly, Clarence Posey, Big Jack Reynolds, Henry Smith, Little Daddy Walton, Baby Boy Warren, and Big Jack Reynolds. Let's hear three versions of Lily May by Calvin Frazier, and you'll hear different arrangements, different instrumentation. Lily May done three different ways by Calvin Frazier.
I think about you time I look up at the riding song. Someday that I may, you may be beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want just a little of your loving just before you pass away.
Lily May, Lily May, what I don't. I think about you, Lily Mae, every time I look up at the rising sun. No, Lily Mae got any action, just like a Chevrolet. My mind falls on her each and every day. Lily Mae, Lily Mae, what evil have I done? I think about you, Lily Mae, every time I look up at the rising sun. Yes, I know.
Okay, we heard three versions of Lily Mae by Calvin Frazier. And again, those are part of the demos, acetates, and alternate takes that are wonderful in this three CD set, Down Home Blues Detroit Special. Next up, we'll hear the Detroit Count. This must be maybe a demo recording. It's only about 59 seconds long. And then we'll hear, and that's called Parrot Lounge, is what we'll hear from Detroit Count. Then we'll hear a cut by Clarence Posey called Rockin' Chair Boogie.
Up there, I don't know what them cats was doing. Them in the parrot down there snitching on everybody.
Yeah, what you mean?
Boy, they got a whole lot of bartenders fired down there lately, including Nick. Yeah, just roll on around Canfield and work John out a while. Oh, this old Billy Wooker's a killer. Oh, let me play it a while now.
Thank you.
That was Clarence Posey with Rockin' Chair Boogie. And before that, what sounded like a demo recording from the Detroit Count called Parrot Lounge. 11:15 here at 91.3 Blues After Hours, our July 29th edition. Our phone number is area code 845-437-7178. My name is Doug Price, and you're tuned to 91.3 Independent Radio WVKR in Poughkeepsie. Let's hear from John Brim and Baby Boy Warren in this next set.
From sunny to sandy, baby, is a long, long time. Baby, is a long, long time. My baby went away and left me just to worry my mind. Oh, that bus driver, please let me get on board. Somebody hold that bus driver, please let me get on board. I got to find my baby, I wonder where did she go. Chicago and Gary, that was all that I could see. That was all that I could see. Now my baby's back home with me. I'm as happy as a man can be. Well, all right, Mason.
These nights night so long and gloomy. No one knocking on my door. I have no one to feel my sympathy. No one to say hello.
Baby Boy Warren with Lonesome Cabin Blues, and before that, John Brim, Bus Driver, featuring some stunning piano work from Big Maceo Merriweather. We'll hear in this next set some alternate takes, including the issued versions. We'll hear Little Sonny with I Hear My Woman Calling. We'll hear the issued and then the alternate take. Bobo Jenkins, 10 Below Zero. Again, the issued and the alternate take. So we'll hear Little Sonny and Bobo Jenkins in this next set.
She said, I like to be alone and I don't like to join the crowd. She says, that when I'm with you, I'm always satisfied. She says, that when I'm with you, I'm always satisfied. She said, with you, my love, I could spend the rest of my life. Just come on home. I'm tired of being alone. She says, come on home. I'm tired of being alone. I need your love, and darling, please come on. I said, believe. I would like to do the same old thing. I said, believe me, babe, I would like to do the same old thing. For the rest of my life, I would like to be your man. Well, I tell you, I love you every time we meet. Well, I tell you, I love you every time we meet. I would tell you I love you if I had to swim the sea. She says, come on home. I'm tired of being alone. She says, come on home. I'm tired of being alone. I need your love.
woman calling. She never called me too loud. I hear my woman calling. She never called me too loud. She said, I like to be alone and I don't like to draw a new crowd. She says, when I'm with you, I'm always satisfied. She says, when I'm with you, I'm always satisfied. She said, with you, my love, I could spend the rest of my life. She says, come on home. I'm tired of being alone. Come on home. I'm tired of being alone. I need your love, darling, please come on. I said, believe me, babe, I would like to do the same old thing. I said, believe me, babe, I would like to do the same old thing. For the rest of my life, I would like to be your man. Well, I tell you, I love you every time we meet. Well, I tell you I love you every time we meet. I would tell you I love you if I had to swim the sea. She says, come on home. I'm tired of being alone. She says, come on home. I'm tired of being alone. I need your love, and darling, please come on.
Play, why don't you hold that?
And Bobo Jenkins brings us to the bottom of the hour. We heard 10 Below Zero, the issued version, and then an alternate take. And we started out with Little Sonny, I Hear My Woman Calling. Same thing, issued version, then the alternate take. Little Sonny would later go on to record some material for Stax Records out of Memphis. 11:33, 91.3 WVKR Blues After Hours on this July 29th. As we pay tribute to the city of Detroit, honoring its 315th birthday that occurred this past Sunday. We also would like to thank Cindy Cash, who spent some time with us earlier, reminiscing about Hastings Street, his father's grocery store, going to school, his favorite hangouts. Thank you very, very much, Cindy, for those childhood memories. And you can check out Sydney Cash's webpage, sydneycash.com. Local artist Sydney Cash, originally from Detroit. Our phone number is area code 845-437-7178. Let's start out this next set with Baby Boy Warren.
The streets are trotter, constellate my mind. The women will see me coming, man, they'll start breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you push your brains out, make you lose your mind. Yes, Saturday night women, they like to go out and clown. They ain't no good for nothing but to tear your reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Know something will make you bust your brain down. Make you lose your mind. I'll give my baby this morning the 33rd degree. The girl jumped up and threw the pistol down on me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brains out. Make you lose your mind. Different from what it was before. You can be my baby, but that job don't go. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brain down. Make you lose your mind. Somebody put bad luck on me. Oh yes, I do believe somebody put bad luck on me. Because every woman I fall in love with, for some cause we just can't agree. I'm having so much trouble until I really don't believe it's fair. All of this trouble that I'm having, you know I really don't believe it's fair.
already ramshacked my brain. Now I begin to whitewash my hair. I've got to find some fortune teller. I wonder where the one that I could see. Just got to find some fortune teller. I wonder where the one that I could see. I'm not trying to harm nobody, but you got to do something for me. Find me four-leaf clover and tack a horseshoe up over my door. I'm gonna find me four-leaf clover and tack a horseshoe up over my door. Just anything to make me lucky, because this bad luck has got to go.
Taking my money, give to someone else. Tell me who. could pack my rag and go.
That was Eddie Kirkland, I Need You, Baby. Let's go up to the top of the set. Baby Boy Warren with Stop Breaking Down. Baby Boy again with Somebody Put Bad Luck on Me. Bobo Jenkins with Tell Me Who. Hard-Hearted Woman by Eddie Burns. And former Hudson Valley resident, Mr. Eddie Kirkland, I Need You, Baby. And in honor of Detroit's 315th birthday, which occurred this past Sunday, we featured all blues music from Detroit on tonight's show. And all the music came from a 3-CD set called Down Home Blues Detroit Special. And it's coming out August 12th It's on the Wiener World label from the UK. And it's listed on Amazon right now. It'll be out August 12th. And you can look on the wienerworld.com record label site for more information. It features 21 different artists, an award-winning, it should be an award-winning, 48-page booklet filled with many, many rare photographs that I've never seen before, a complete detailed discography, an historical essay on the history of the Detroit blues scene written by Mike Rowe, and special thank you to Jacob Morrison Wood for his generosity with providing this early copy of the 3-CD set, Down Home Blues Detroit Special. And this thing is so great, so fabulous, that it obsoletes any previous Detroit blues compilation, and I would have to say it would obsolete any forthcoming Detroit blues compilations. Hopefully, Wiener World will put out a volume 2. That would be fabulous. We also would like to thank Mr. Sidney Cash for sharing his childhood memories of growing up in Detroit, and specifically about his father's grocery store on Hastings Street. You can check out Sidney Cash's website, sydneycash.com, local Hudson Valley artist Sidney Cash. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. We'll end a little early tonight. We thank you for listening. We thank you for the many phone calls. We will return 1 week from tonight, Friday nights between 9 and midnight, right here on Independent Radio, WVKR in Poughkeepsie, New York. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Blues After Hours.